Terry called to rescue everybody from having to listen to me carry on. Thank you so much, Terry.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Wright. I'm calling about my 73-year-old husband. As of November of 2017, he was having some pretty severe pain in his right calf if he walked too far, so his doctor ordered him to get ultrasounds, and he's had three of those since November of 2017. And he just saw the vascular surgeon yesterday, and he now is recommending that he have a stent placed in his area where there's blockage. And the reason he's recommending it is because my husband has a slight pink spot on his toe that's sore. It's not an open wound or anything, but I guess the surgeon thinks that he's not getting enough blood flow, and he's worried about that. And then he says after the stent, my husband will have to have Plavix, be on Plavix, the rest of his life. And I'm not too happy about that.
Well, let's start with the Plavix part, ma'am. Plavix is something that keeps the platelets from sticking together too easily so that their clot doesn't form. Now, there's something else that is so effective if we use too much of it at keeping the platelets from sticking together that if we cut ourselves, we won't stop bleeding without a tourniquet. No kidding. And that's something else happens to be totally natural fish oil. That was demonstrated by Danish researchers who went to Iceland to study why it was that a native group there had one of the least levels of heart attack in the entire world, but they had one of the highest rate of what are called hemorrhagic strokes in the brain. Now, hemorrhagic strokes means that it just starts to bleed suddenly. The other kind of stroke is where the blood supply is shut off, and that, for technical terms, is called ischemic stroke. So it's the hemorrhagic strokes they were having more of. And what they found, it was all that whale blubber and fish oil and that sort of stuff that was in that particular native diet that kept their blood so slippery that they didn't clog their arteries, and they had, a lot less heart attacks than practically any place else in the world. But their blood was also so slippery that when they got whacked on the head, which they frequently did out in the boats they were chasing whales and seals and so forth in, when they got whacked in the head, they'd bleed and they couldn't stop bleeding. So anyway, ma'am, they're also, and this is, it's so, well, I'll try to gather my words together. It is so frustrating that there's a machine right up at the University of Washington Laboratories called the platelet aggregometer that tells us how sticky our platelets are. Are they too sticky? Are they not sticky at all? Are they halfway in between? Where are they? And it gives us a range of, well, we don't want them any more sticky than this, and we don't want them any less sticky than that. And a person can order that test from anywhere in the region. A person does have to travel to the University of Washington, the appropriate University of Washington laboratory for test place, I should say, and find out how sticky their platelets are. And then you can start on fish oil. And what do you know? Your next test will show that they're more slippery, those platelets, and they won't stick together. And if that's got good enough, oh, you take some more fish oil. Usually a tablespoon will do it, but some people do require 2 tablespoons a day to keep their platelets from not being very slippery. But again, we want that test in there because it tells us how sticky those little platelets are, and we don't want them to be too sticky or not sticky enough. And fish oil, ma'am, has so many other health benefits. Not only is it going to work on the platelets, but it also, it helps us to, in the area of the brain called the hippocampus, and I have no idea why it was named that because that means horse field in Latin, but it's the area of the brain where memory is most consolidated. Why? Fish oil helps to maintain that area and actually helps to grow new neurons in that area. Plavix can't come close, ma'am. So you need to be asking your conventional doctor, and if they won't listen, ask a Tahoma clinic physician about either getting the platelet aggregation test, which nearly any conventional doctor should be able to do. It's right at the University of Washington Laboratory. Or at Mooney Valley Laboratories, we actually have another test that does the same thing. It's called a blood viscosity test. It just means how thick the blood is, and the thinner the blood is, the less likely we are to have a clot. So, again, with your conventional doc, you can talk about platelet aggregation testing. It does exist, and you can measure fish oil against that, and you never have to take Plavix and or any other anticoagulant. And the fish oil has so many other good health benefits. Okay, now let's get back then to the blockage. Is this a total blockage in an artery, or is it a partial, or do you know?
Well, it's partial. This last test that he had at the end of August says there is moderate arterial insufficiency to the right lower extremity, and it's 0.57. I don't know if that means anything.
Yes,
but,
it does.
It's a pretty good blockage because he has no detectable pulse in his ankle.
Right. Well, there are a number of things that can often clear out a blockage. They do take time, though. Now, just for example, some things you can find in your local health food store or Tahoma dispensary or your local compounding pharmacy. And I have had people tell me, one was a Boeing engineer and another one was a woman who tried it on herself. After reading about that, that the use of these things, in the case of the Boeing engineer, he was very engineer-like, and he had his carotid artery scanned for blockage. And then he did that exactly a year later after using the substance I'll name shortly. And he had reduced from almost a 50% block in his carotid arteries on both sides to approximately a 28% block within 1 year. Yeah. And the woman, she had an equally good finding. Hers went down from 40% to 20% within a year. Like, she wasn't really engineer-like, and she didn't do it right on the same data the next year, but it was approximately a year. Okay, now what I'm talking about, ma'am, that helps to clear up clogged arteries are two things. One, it's mostly the vitamin K2, but there's a vitamin K complex made by a company called Life Extension Foundation, or LEF, and no, I am not affiliated with them. I am on their board of advisors, but they don't pay me a darn thing, and I don't pay them anything either.
Uh-huh.
And it's called Super K.
He does take that.
Yes, but
he's
been taking it
for quite a while, and he also takes the fish oil too.
Yeah, you got to take three of those Super Ks twice a day to achieve an unclog, ma'am. That's the problem.
Three twice a day. Okay.
No kidding. It gets a little pricey, but it's not at all harmful. That's also good to know.
Okay.
Okay. The other thing are called tocotrienols. And there's tocotrienols are part of the eight members of the vitamin E family. There's four tocopherols, which won't do this job, and there's four tocotrienols, and they're all called alpha, beta, delta, and gamma in each case. And so one gets the tocotrienols. There's a company called AC Grace, with which, once again, I am not affiliated. And their products are for sale at Tahoma Dispensary, your local compounding pharmacy, the health food store, and so forth. And we have people take three of those twice a day, the tocotrienols. And yes, it does take a while, but not just those two people. Those are just the best examples I know of because they reported back exactly what happened.
Uh-huh.
Have had decreased arterial clog. Again, it's not rapid. Now, there's a second thing that's been known to decrease arterial clog for quite a while now. And does your husband, by the way, happen to be type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic, or is it in his family?
He's never been diagnosed with anything like that. And his family passed away really young, so he doesn't really know the history.
Okay,
he was
so
17 his mom and dad were gone. So.
Oh, that's sad. I'm sorry to hear that. That's sad. Okay, then I'm going to bring up a couple of other things then and skip that one. And that is, at 78, did you say, most of us...
73.
I'm sorry. My mistake. Okay. Sorry, fella. I'll take back those 5 years.
Okay.
At 73, most of us guys in the 21st century, our testosterone levels are at the bottom of the pit. Has he had his measured?
No.
Well, ma'am, there is no way in the world that for either a man or a woman, the blood vessels are going to stay strong and healthy without testosterone. After all, a blood vessel contains muscle. And, of course, we have heard about blood vessel dilation and blood vessel contraction. Guess what? That's the muscles doing the dilation and contraction. And if our testosterone is low, excuse me, we're not going to have strong muscle, not just in our biceps and triceps, but also in our blood vessels, ma'am. And so those blood vessels are going to tend to collapse more. And that is why, and I know this isn't relevant to your husband, but bear with me, that's why we have many more little old ladies and little old guys, because women's testosterone drops fairly abruptly over a couple of years of menopause. And by the time a woman's 80, a lot of times you do a blood test, she hasn't got any. And so she can't maintain her muscle mass at all. Whereas with guys, their muscle mass, their testosterone, excuse me, drops a lot more slowly. And so their muscles last longer before they have to get something to help them to walk because they're kind of weak. So I would really recommend he get his testosterone and free testosterone checked. And thank goodness, it looks like the great debate over, oh, testosterone's going to kill us all, is done. And that's no longer believed anymore. There's so much science that says not. And in fact, there's even science that says that men who use testosterone, there's a big old study over in Europe someplace, actually had a lower risk of highly aggressive prostate cancer than men who didn't use it. No kidding. So anyway, testosterone would be another thing to be thinking about. And then we got a third category, and I'm sorry to go on and on because now there are some folks waiting, but here we go. And that is, to keep blood vessels strong, there are substances that are found in berries, all the purple and red substances, that really helps to strengthen blood vessels. Now, they don't make them dilate and contract or anything, but they keep the walls of those vessels stronger. And several centuries ago, must be back in the 1500s, some genius country doctor in the UK found that hawthorn berry, seemed to be the one that was strongest at keeping the heart and the blood vessels healthy. So I certainly do recommend hawthorn also. There's a hawthorn solid extract. It's kind of like a gel made by a company called Wise Woman. Again, I'm not affiliated with that company either. You can find them in the local health food stores, the Toma Dispensary, and compounding pharmacies. And that gel, I'll usually recommend that until people feel their blood vessels are nice and strong now, they use half a teaspoon of that gel a day. Many people call it hawthorn goo, but it really is a gel. And between the hawthorn and the testosterone, we can get really stronger blood vessels with the tocotrienols and the vitamin K complex. I've seen some very good results in unclogging. And then, and I'm about ready to shut up, then if you work carefully with a physician, there is actual research work by two ophthalmologists, and I know this isn't an eye problem, but bear with me because there's blood vessels in the back of the eye that the ophthalmologists can see. Two ophthalmologists in Cincinnati actually took photomicrographs of the blood vessels in the back of the eyes of people who had bad clog, and then they put them on high-dose iodine, and then they took more pictures, ma'am. And so these are available right in the medical journal. You can look at them. And there was substantial, significant unclog with the high-dose iodine. What's iodine do? It dissolves cholesterol, that's why. But for that, you got to work with a medical doctor. The things I mentioned before, you don't need a medical doctor necessarily, but and maybe except to get the platelet aggregation test. With the iodine, you got to work with a doctor because it can suppress the thyroid, and so that has to be checked for just in case. So what I'm saying, ma'am, is there's so many things one can do to unclog arteries unless they're totally clogged, and those are some things to think about. Last word, researchers actually found that in fish oil, there's DHA and EPA, and everybody knows that from reading the labels, but they found that the EPA fraction keeps the platelets slippery for men, and doesn't do it for women. And the D fraction works for women, but not for men. Now, you can't separate them. You just look for one that's higher in E than D for men and higher in D than E for women.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, too, would that nattokinase, would that be anything that would be helpful to him as well?
Only in acute situations, ma'am, because the stuff is really, really good. I think I'm having a stroke, something like that. Oh. The stuff is really, really good at breaking up clots. In fact, that's all it does. It doesn't do anything else. It's got to float around the bloodstream waiting for a clot, and if there's one there, it just starts chowing down on it and breaking it up. But it only lasts in the bloodstream for 4 to 6 hours. So let's say a person suspected that, ooh, I'm suddenly losing blood flow to the brain or anywhere else in the body. Then if you take this stuff every 4 hours approximately, including getting up at night, I'm sorry, that clot can actually be eaten up. I got a letter from a woman in Arizona who had a clot that went from her ankle to her groin and was told she would have to be on Coumadin for the rest of her life. And she told me that after 5 months of using the nattokinase, the clot was gone, but it took 4 or 5 months.
Okay. So that isn't anything that would be helpful in his situation at this
No,
point.
not at present, no.
Okay. Well, I sure appreciate all your good information. And if he were to want to come into the Tahoma Clinic, is there one particular doctor that he could see that specializes in this, or just any of them?
It'd probably be either Dr. Lampson or Dr. Sherman.
Oh, okay.
And Dr. Sherman is one of the people who sits on in for me when I'm gone on this radio program. You've probably heard him.
Yes, I believe I have. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I appreciate your help. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am.